Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Steering. The Craft by Ursula K. Le Guin is a practical, writer-focused handbook built around the fundamental skills that make prose clear, musical, and alive. Rather than treating storytelling as a set of rigid rules, Le Guin approaches craft as a set of choices a writer can learn to control: the sound and rhythm of sentences, the handling of point of view, the relationship between narration and dialogue, and the shaping of scenes into a coherent movement. The book is widely known for its emphasis on practice, offering exercises that invite writers to test techniques on the page and hear what changes when a single element shifts. Le Guin writes with the authority of a major novelist and essayist, but she avoids mystification, making the work approachable for beginners while still challenging experienced writers who want cleaner execution. The result is a guide that treats language as the writer's primary tool and reminds readers that craft is learned through attentive reading, deliberate revision, and steady experimentation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, craft begins with the sentence, sound, rhythm, and clarity, a central idea in Steering. The craft is that storytelling power starts at the sentence level. Le Guin encourages writers to pay attention not only to what a sentence means, but also to how it moves. Rhythm, cadence, and sound patterns influence pace, mood, and emphasis, shaping the reader experience before plot or theme fully register. She frames prose as a kind of music made from syntax and word choice, where clarity is not the enemy of beauty, but one of its conditions. Writers learn to recognize how long or short sentences alter momentum, how punctuation can create breath and pressure, and how concrete verbs and precise nouns reduce reliance on vague modifiers. This focus helps writers diagnose why a paragraph feels flat even when the information is correct. The exercises commonly associated with the book push readers to revise deliberately, listening for monotony, unintended repetition, or an overuse of filler words. By treating language as a craft material, Le Guin offers a foundation that applies to every genre: fantasy, realism, literary fiction, and nonfiction. The takeaway is practical: control the sentence, and you gain control over tone, authority, and emotional impact. Secondly, point of view as an engine of meaning and intimacy. Le Guin highlights point of view as one of the most consequential decisions a writer makes, because it determines what the reader can know, how close they feel to the character, and what kind of truth the story can claim. Steering. The craft is often discussed for its clear breakdown of narrative distance and perspective options, showing how first person, limited third, and more panoramic approaches each carry strengths and limitations. Rather than labeling any option as superior, Le Guin treats point of view as an artistic tool that can be tuned for effect. A close viewpoint can heighten urgency and vulnerability, while a more distant stance can create irony, breadth, or mythic resonance. She also draws attention to consistency and control. A story can lose trust when the viewpoint slips unintentionally, revealing information the chosen narrator should not access. The exercises encourage writers to retell the same moment through different perspectives, making the differences visible in diction, focus, and implied values. This method teaches that point of view is not just a camera angle, but a worldview. By mastering it, writers can deepen character, sharpen tension, and create a deliberate relationship between reader and narrator. Thirdly, voice and narration, choosing the storyteller the reader believes. Another major thread in the book is the development of voice, understood as the distinctive presence that speaks the story and guides the reader's trust. Le Guin treats voice as something built from decisions about vocabulary, sentence structure, attitude, and what the narrator notices or ignores. Even when the narrator is not a character, narration still implies a temperament and a set of values. Steering. The craft invites writers to explore how shifts in diction, formality, and rhythm can transform the same content from comic to austere, from intimate to ceremonial. The practical benefit is that writers learn to create coherence between the story material and the manner of telling. A mythic tale may call for a different narrative stance than a contemporary confession, and a thriller may require different pacing and emphasis than a reflective family saga. Le Guin also pushes against generic default narration by urging writers to become more specific in language and perception. Exercises associated with voice help writers test multiple telling styles, then evaluate which one best reveals character and theme. This topic ultimately shows how voice is not decoration, but structure. It organizes meaning, controls tone, and makes a story feel intentional rather than accidental. Fourthly, dialogue, scene, and the management of time on the page. Steering the Craft treats scene as the space where craft becomes visible in action, especially through dialogue and the handling of narrative time. Le Guin emphasizes that dialogue is not a transcript of real speech, but a designed instrument that reveals character, advances conflict, and shapes pacing. Effective dialogue depends on selection and compression. what is left unsaid can be as important as what is spoken. She also addresses how dialogue interacts with narration, including the balance between spoken lines, action beats, and the descriptive or reflective passages that frame a scene. This leads into a broader consideration of time, since stories can slow down to linger on a crucial moment or speed up across days, years, or generations. Le Guin encourages writers to notice when summary is more powerful than dramatization and when the opposite is true. Exercises typically push writers to rewrite passages by expanding summary into scene or compressing scene into summary, making the consequences for tension and emphasis immediately apparent. The result is greater control over pacing and focus. Writers gain tools to prevent sagging middle sections, avoid pointless chatter, and create scenes that feel purposeful, dynamic, and emotionally loaded. Lastly, revision as practice, exercises, attention, and deliberate choice, a defining feature of steering. The craft is its insistence that writing improves through structured practice and thoughtful revision, not through talent alone. Noam Prefti, Le Guin presents craft as learnable, and she supports that claim by offering exercises that isolate specific skills. By working on one variable at a time, such as point of view, sentence rhythm, or the balance of narration and dialogue, writers can see cause and effect more clearly than they can in a full draft. This approach also trains attention. The writer becomes better at hearing awkward phrasing, spotting vagueness, and noticing when the story is not delivering the promised experience. Revision, in this framework, is not merely correction, but re-seeing, a chance to align intention with execution. Le Guin also implicitly models an attitude toward craft that is both disciplined and playful, encouraging experimentation without shame. The exercises create a feedback loop that benefits writers who work alone, in workshops, or in classrooms, because the results are observable on the page. The main lesson is empowering. Writers can steer their work by making conscious choices, and those choices become easier when practice turns technique into habit. In conclusion, this book is best suited for fiction writers at any stage, from beginners who need a map of the essentials to experienced authors who want sharper control over language and narrative stance. It is also valuable for teachers, workshop leaders, and serious readers who want to understand how stories achieve their effects. The benefit to a reader life is practical and immediate. The tools in this guide help you communicate with more precision, develop a stronger ear for rhythm, and make deliberate decisions about viewpoint, voice, and pacing. Those skills transfer beyond fiction into professional writing, personal essays, and any work that depends on clarity and tone. Compared to many craft books that focus on formulas for plot or market trends, Le Guin's contribution stands out for its deep respect for language and for the writer agency. The emphasis on exercises makes the learning tangible, while the discussion remains flexible enough to support many styles and genres. It is worth buying because it helps you build durable competence rather than chasing quick fixes. If you want a guide that treats prose as a craft you can practice, refine, and consciously steer, this book offers lasting value. If you would like to support Ursula K. Le Guin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.